lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Stormer. Hi, and of course, John has been around for a long time. He's a little older than I am, not much, but back in 1964, he wrote a book that was going to transform America. And 1964, why, of course, this was the year that Barry Goldwater won the Republican nomination for the presidency, and he never would have won that had it not been for the book that John actually wrote at that time and circulated across the country and sold so 7 million copies of it, called None Dare Call It Treason. Well, John's written a lot of things since that time, but he says he has an update on that book called None Dare Call It Treason 25 years later. And believe me, the same things are going on today. But with that as a background, John Stormer, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always a privilege, Dr. Stan.
What is it just going to bring us up to date? Do you want to talk about the elections of the candidates? What would you like to talk about?
Well, I think today a lot of the headline news on whether it's the Wall Street Journal or looking at the news or looking at what the president's saying in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of your panic about the economy and what's happening to our financial system. And I look at it two ways. In a little bit of a way, I kind of agree with Phil Graham the other day when he said we'd become a nation of whiners. But there's a lot of things to whine about. There's some current, just some panic that people are seeing. The lines in front of banks in California and other places. There's all sorts of different aspects to this, to these problems. And we can look at, on the one hand, the lady that works for our school and church said the other day, I don't know what people are crying about. She said, my husband and I go out to eat every night, and the restaurants are full, and she works also in a department store, and they're doing big business, and yet the price of gas, everybody's screaming about it, but you know, and people are not buying SUVs and all the big cars. And the car dealers are shutting down production lines, and these are serious things. But I have a confidence in the American people that maybe their foolishness, but I think within a few months or the year, people will still want their big SUVs and their vans and all their other gas guzzlers. And we'll go on until we really come to the real end of things. One of the real problems we face, something big we're facing here in St. Louis now, the Belgian brewer InBev has finally, they've agreed to buy Anheuser-Busch, which has everybody here outraged and shaking and concerned. And they don't really understand a lot of the aspect of it. With the falling value of the American dollar, I think today the dollar is down, it takes a dollar, $1.60 worth to buy 1 euro.
Sure.
And as a result, these foreign companies are coming in and buying up, and it's just starting. But we're going to see all sorts of traditional American companies being bought up for cheapo on the dollar.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared, or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer: go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says. This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Station's back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John Stormer. And John Stormer is just really talking about the inflationary spiral we're involved in. And he was just saying that back many years ago, when he left the magazine, electronic magazine he'd been working for, and go ahead, pick up the story there, John.
I left that. I'd gotten so involved in what was going on in the country and the world, the threat of communism, and I had gotten involved in politics. I was one of the co-founders of the Goldwater for President movement in 1961 in Missouri, and spent a lot of time, as well as writing the book, Non Dare Call It Treason, that you mentioned. And in 1962, there was a fellow in Missouri who, he was a banker, and he decided to run for the United States Senate. There was an opening here. And he was an old-line Democrat. In fact, he and his father and their bank had managed all of Truman's financial affairs for years. But he became concerned about what was happening to the economy back then and became a Republican. And I heard him speak, and I said, this guy knows what's going on. Well, he made a big campaign issue of the fact that we were on the verge of runaway inflation. And he talked about the inflation that destroyed Germany after World War One, and had destroyed other countries around the world, and warned that we were headed in that direction.
That was 37 years ago then.
That's right. And it didn't happen. Well, we just go a little bit at a time. But we could be on the verge of that printing press inflation, with the government agreeing in the last, the Treasury Department agreeing in the last couple of days to bail out Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac and all of these other mortgage bankers. And there's trillions of dollars at risk there. And where are they going to get the money to do it? The only way they could do it is print money.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what they're doing down in Zimbabwe. And the government that we installed there, people have forgotten, we put that government in Zimbabwe. We promised we'd stand behind the people. They've got, the official inflation's about 1,000,000% a year now, but they say that the unofficial inflation rate's 2.5 million% a year in a government that we installed and guaranteed. I wonder if maybe they're just sort of practicing over there for what lies ahead. But of course, inflation is the one way to destroy the middle class, to destroy the value of the money, to destroy the value of everything they have.
But President Bush said today that the American people don't have to worry about their savings. The federal government stands behind.
And where does the federal government get their money? They get it either by taking it away from the people by taxation, by borrowing it from foreign countries, and we can't borrow much more. We already have borrowed, having to borrow a couple of billion dollars a day, or simply by printing it, and that's what politicians have traditionally done. Just start printing money. It's what destroyed ancient Greece.
I'm glad that we have FDIC, I'm glad when... I heard people, though, people in the line at IndyMac this morning, and a lady was just outraged. She said, "They say I'm gonna get my $100,000, but that's just a third of what I got invested in this bank." Well, people should be aware that if there was dangers, that the government only insures up to $100,000, and when you do get your $100,000. When you do get the money you've put in CDs and all the rest, with the rate of inflation that we've gone through in the last few... Dr. Stan, in 1962, I bought a new Ford, I think for $2,700. A brand new Ford. And that's what inflation has done to America.
And I think it's only going to get worse, and I think that they're lying about the statistics, and they know they're lying about it.
You believe they're lying?
I believe that they know that they're lying, and I believe that inflation is running about 12.5%. I believe the M3, which they're no longer printing for us, because they say, it's just too difficult to compile it. They've compiled it for 50 years, but suddenly it's too difficult to compile. But if you go to shadowstatistics.com, they say it's between 17% and 18%, and that's the inflation rate just a few years, probably 6 to 8 months from now. I mean, there is no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and it seems that the people in Washington, D.C. are intent upon debauching our currency.
And it really discourages savings. For years we've been living, the smart people say, go out and load up on debt, and you'll pay it off with cheap dollars. Of course, there's times come that people who have loaded up a lot of debt, all these foreclosures. Now, again, we talk about all these foreclosures. And at lunch today, I was sitting at the table with a couple of people, a couple of bankers, and a real estate man, an attorney, and they were saying, last month there's 72 foreclosures in St. Charles County. That's the big urban county west of here. That's the county that they've been building all these $300,000 and $400,000 homes. And I made the comment. I said, a friend of ours said 2 years ago, we're heading for trouble. Do you hear the TV saying come in and we'll loan you 125% of the value of your home, of the equity you have in your home.
Why would anybody do that? Of course, you know, because they, if you think that the value of the home is going up, it's all right, but what happens if the value of the home goes down?
Well, that's what's happened now.
Right.
And there's a whole lot of people that are deciding that the value of their home is less than the mortgage they have on it, and they're simply folding up, and this sort of thing can snowball. And maybe there'll be a wake-up. Maybe, I don't know, we might be too late to wake up and really survive, but this is, Dr. Stan, we don't learn from history. As we're talking, I remember back in 1955 or 56, when I got out of the Air Force, came to St. Louis, and was working on a magazine that I ended up running. And I got my hair cut across the street from where the... and I'm in the barber shop one day, and this was at a time when I still thought I was just fresh out of college in the Air Force. I thought I was a liberal. And there was some fellow there just really screaming. And he said, "They've been stealing all my money." He said, in 1942, he said, "You could buy a new Chevy for $800. He said, "I had $800, and I was going to go out and buy a Chevy. But," he said, "then the war was going on, and they said, you know, to support the war effort and all the rest." He said, "I was feeling patriotic, so I put my $800 in a $750 for a $1,000 bond. He said, "When that all came due this last year," he said, "to buy a new Chevy, I took my $1,000 and I had to pay $800 for a new Chevy." He said, "It sounds to me like they just stole all my money."
Sure they did. Inflation is such a convenient way to steal your money, and the average person doesn't realize that they're being robbed. And that's, of course, what Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, quoting Lenin, "There's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency." And not one person in a million will understand what's going on. And I say that most Americans really don't understand that they're intentionally creating inflation. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. It has everything to do with, of course, increasing the amount of money that they circulate.
A lot of people are just plain stupid. And right? Of course, something I always get back to are the schools. They haven't taught history. They're not teaching economics. They're not teaching just the basics that would give people the common sense to know that you don't live on borrowed money. And
of course, the thing is that this is the way America works. So everybody borrows money. You borrow money to buy your house. You borrow money to get your car. You borrow money when you want to go out to the supermarket and buy food. You borrow money when you go out to dinner. Everything is done on borrowed money, and then of course you're supposed to pay it back at the end of the month. But lots of times you can't pay it back, and now with a 20% or 30% in interest rate, well, of course, sometimes all you can do is keep up with that interest rate on your credit card. The worst thing that ever happened in America was the credit card, because now we had plastic money and we could borrow all we wanted, at least we could for a time. And now comes the day of reckoning, when of course they're beginning to cut back on the ability to borrow money. And then all these people are head over heels in debt. How are they going to get enough money to pay off their debt? Or are they simply going to have to go into bankruptcy and have everything they own seized by the bank?
We are facing problems, and they're very real problems. And as you indicate frequently when I've been on your broadcast and heard you speak or read your wonderful newsletters, you kind of believe that most of this has been planned.
Absolutely. I believe we seem to be following with some sort of a master plan, a time schedule, and all of these things are coming to today. I mean, the rising price of oil. If we didn't have the rising price of oil, it wouldn't be so bad. And there's no reason for it. There's plenty of oil out there. This is all being manipulated. But then this is what's destroying the airline industry, destroying the trucking industry, destroying certainly the ability of people to commute. And, of course, it's going to get only worse and worse. And, of course, I believe, of course, eventually the price of oil may come down, but before it does, it'll destroy some the farmers because, of course, they're dependent upon petrochemical fertilizers, and they'll need the diesel for their tractors. And an awful lot of people are going to go broke.
Well, the oil producers around the world aren't foolish. They've been selling the oil for dollars, and they're looking at the value of the dollar dropping.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 15, 2008. Gold opened at $980.60. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,008.37, $496.50 for half ounce, and $248.25 for quarter ounce. That's $1,008.37, $496.50, and $248.25.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, John Stormer was just talking about, of course, how thankful he is. He became a Christian in 1964, and of course, he really may have been a nominal Christian prior to that, but he certainly did not talk about the spiritual aspect of the battle we're in with his book, and none dare call it treason. The following year, he did come into a personal relationship with the Lord. He did become a minister. He's retired as a minister now. He's had his own church for many years, and of course, he still goes up to the capital of Missouri there every week to put on Bible studies for the representatives, for the senators, and whatever the other house of the House of Assembly. What do you have there?
We got the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Okay.
That makes up the General Assembly.
And, of course, you've been, how many years have you been going up there and putting on a Bible study for him every week?
31 or 32 years now. And everybody doesn't come, but over the years we've seen a number come. And I really started out with the goal of challenging those who were there who were Christians, that they and the Lord can be a majority. And over the years, as that handful of Christians expanded through the religious right and so forth over these last 30 years, they've passed the best pro-life bills. In fact, I believe the only pro-life bill that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld came out of Missouri. And some good things have happened here, although there's still lots of problems. But that's one of the things that Christians who are in politics, or whether they aren't in politics, they need to learn, that they don't have to stand back and be afraid. In the course of the work up there a few years ago, we went through a couple of year battle on the right to carry concealed firearms. And one of the fellows that was in the Bible study came and said, "Does the Bible say anything about that?" And I quoted Luke 32, verses 35 and 36, where the Lord, before he went to the cross, said, "If you don't have a sword, even give up your overcoat to buy one." And John Carlton, that senator, went on the Senate floor the day they were going to vote and quoted that verse, and it had an impact in passing that bill. And one of the things that I've challenged legislators, you know, everybody's afraid to mention what God says. The other side has put such emphasis on eliminating any reference to God in our society, because they know if we make God the issue, do it intelligently and kindly, we're going to lose. And I've tried to teach legislators that not every time, but there comes a crucial time when somebody needs to stand up and say, maybe we need to think about not just the economics here, this or that, but what does God say about this issue? And it can have an effect. And ultimately, until we can get back to the place where God has given his place in our society, we're going to continue to go downhill.
I agree with you totally, and Krista. In so many issues, if you bring up God, why, of course, the people on the other side many times just fall silent, because I think within every man's heart there is a realization that there is a God. They may deny it, they may hate God, but that doesn't mean that they do not fear God. And I believe this is inherent, literally, in every one of us, especially the people who so loudly purport their agnosticism or their atheism or their belief in evolution. But there's always that lingering thought, you know, maybe there's a God.
I can't see this, and it's developed since. I was speaking at a political meeting up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 4 or 5 years ago. And it being a political meeting, they had a reception beforehand, before the dinner, and they had a bar down at the end. And as I was meeting people, I just got thirsty, and I went down to the end where the bar was. I wanted to get a drink of water. And when I got down there, there were two men who had been in jail for pro-life protests, and they were really going at it with the woman bartender. And I mean, they were back and forth, and they ignored me. And finally, the woman looked up and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can I help you?" And I said, "No problem at all." I said, "I've been listening. You've been presenting the best logic in support of a woman's right to choose." I think those two pro-lifers thought, "Who is this guy we got speaking for us?" And very quickly she said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Your logic is excellent if there is no God." And this woman said, "You mean God's concerned about abortion?" And it changed the whole conversation. We got to learn to do that.
Amen to that. We'll be back in just a moment with John Strummer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mess.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is John Strummer, an old friend. Before we go on, John, would you like to talk about how people can get your newsletter? Do you have a website at all?
Yes, I got a website. Just simply libertybellpress.com. Liberty Bell Press, all lowercase letters, .com. And it lists the various books there. The best place for people to get the books is from Dr. Stan.
All right. Well, we do carry a lot of John's videos and DVDs and of course, his books as well, because we think they really will help you to better understand what's going on. John's been at this a long time, and certainly one of the people who's been consistent down through the years, and of course, recognizing the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in. So that's libertybellpress.com. What about if people would like to get your newsletter?
Well, they just dropped me, John Stormer, Box 32, the address on the website, and ask, and I'll send them a free copy, a sample copy of the newsletter.
Isn't that Florissant, Missouri?
That's right. Box 32, Florissant, Missouri, 63032.
All right, fine.
And we'll be happy to take care of it.
It's one of those newsletters that comes out whenever John gets around to it, and I think you get 10 of them for a subscription. And it's always very insightful and always brings up something different. It's not like mine that I have to put it out every month. He waits till there's something really important to talk about, and then he does.
And the things that I deal with are things that nobody else seems to be dealing with or looking at, and I have some insight on it. Get settled down and write and get the thing published and get it out. And the importance of these books. Let me say this, Dr. Stan. When I got started back in the 60s, we started anti-communism study groups and all that kind of stuff and showed tapes and showed film strips and all the rest. And there were great multitudes of people that came to those meetings. Get people together in their homes, and we need to do this again. And maybe there'd be a dozen people there, and I'd usually go in and spend three nights with them, get them started. And a lot of those people ended up being the core of the Goldwater movement and ultimately the Reagan for President movement. But I came to see something that's so true. Now, it's important for these people to listen to your radio broadcast. You do a tremendous tremendous service. But I've found that people can come to meetings, they can watch tapes or videos, they can listen to good radio, but unless they settle down and start to read and really get to the heart of issues, they'll never really amount to anything. But if they'll settle down and read and have facts, then they have something to take to someone else and say, now, I don't advise anybody to go and say, here's a book you have to read. I don't like people to tell me what I have to do. But if you read something and you take it to someone and say, here's something that I found very interesting, I would be interested in your evaluation of it. And you get some people who will read and become the same sort of activist nuts that some of the rest of us are.
Well, I certainly agree with you. The reason I do what I do is because I want to give people a motivation to want to learn more, and of course that's why we probably have hundreds of books that we offer through our ministry. But I'm trying to give them the idea there's a problem, and when they know there's a problem, or if they'll accept the fact there's a problem, or maybe they just want to prove it's wrong, then we can get them to read, and hopefully begin to change their entire life perspective. I know probably the finest thing that ever happened to me, although this brought a lot of tragedy to myself and the family, but was to learn about what's going on, because, of course, it was that knowledge and realization that there really was a threat to our way of life and the very survival of our nation that brought me into a personal relationship with our Lord. I mean, many times, you know, people have to know there's a problem before they're going to look for a solution. And eventually you come to realize that, sir, politics is important. Education is important. But, of course, it's really a spiritual battle being fought on a multitude of battlefields. But it is still that eternal spiritual battle that began in the Garden of Eden. And I believe everything points me to the conclusion that it's going to come to its culmination in the not-too-distant future. I just hope that you and I are around to see these unfolding of events.
Right. There's so much to be done. You know, we have a young pastor, outstanding young pastor. He's not only very, very deep in the Bible and the Bible languages, but he's also been well-trained up in our history. And in fact, right now he's off, gone this week. For the last 3 years, his family, they've spent a week every summer visiting the War for Independence battlefields and the War Between the States battlefields. And this week they're going to Fort McHenry and Antietam in Maryland. And he had a message the other night in which he detailed all the ways that God intervened during the War for Independence, just miraculously, and gave victories in battles and so forth. And I sat there and listened, and I thought, you know, what a tragedy that these things aren't taught in our schools. And then I thought a little further. There's all sorts of service clubs, the Rotary and the Kiwanis and the Lions and the American Legion and all the rest. And they come in every week and have a meeting, and somebody speaks for about 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and they don't say anything controversial. They don't deal with any of the real issues we need to deal with. But if we could, in some of those, among civic leaders, just bring them face to face with the way that God has the Dunkirk story. How, when Hitler had forced the 300,000 English troops and a lot of French over there to the beaches, and they were just going to overwhelm them, and it would have God sent fog for 3 days, stopped all the winds. The Germans weren't able to fly their planes. They were able to bring even rowboats across the English Channel because there were no waves. And in 3 days' time, they rescued those 300,000 English and French troops. And it's obvious that God intervened there. And we don't hear about that in our history classes anymore. We're totally divorced from the way that God has intervened in history down through the years. And I try to encourage people to go to school board meetings and just bring up about the thing that makes America different than any other nation in history, the fact that the Declaration of Independence says that our rights come from God and not from the government, not from the Constitution, not from all these other things. And to go to a school board meeting and bring it up nicely and say, I just learned about this and I'm looking, and we don't seem to have this in our history books. Why don't we? And some people say, well, this is one of these nuts. But there might be some people there that'll start listening and think, that's right. Why aren't we teaching this to kids? And there's just little... We need to become more effective. Most of us are angry and riled up, and when we go out, we need to be smarter about how we get other people started to think.
We need to do is convince them that God does intervene in the affairs of men. And as Benjamin Franklin said, you know, if a sparrow cannot fall without his knowledge, can a great republic be established without his blessing? And people have forgotten the messages that were so well known 100 years ago. I mean, everybody knew the quotations of our founding fathers, and they're not taught in school today because, of course, the people who control the educational system hate America. And their goal, of course, is to assassinate.
And our churches, most of our pastors have grown up and have never been taught these things.
Right.
I was in a mission conference down in Fort Worth, Texas, about 6 weeks ago, and the pastor decided that the theme of their week-long mission conference would be, we must reclaim America. He made the point, he had some missionaries there, he made the point that unless we reclaim America, we're going to lose the base on which we spend missionaries out to reach the world. And people respond to it. People want to hear about these things.
I believe you're absolutely right. I think within the heart of everyone there's this longing for God. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, one of the things that I really, of course, I believe with all my heart, and that is that things are going to get a lot worse. I mean, I think we're on the verge of some cataclysmic changes economically, morally, certainly structurally within our society. But as things get worse, people are going to begin looking for answers. And I just hope that there are going to be a lot of the people who have listened to our programs or read your books. We're going to be there to give the answers, because that's all we can do. People want to know why things are happening. And, of course, we can talk about politics. We can talk about education. We can talk about the media. But, of course, the most important part of this is the fact that this is a spiritual battle. And until people understand that, that God is real, and this battle is being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and you cannot really understand so much of what's going on today.
And the way we're headed, and it's going to get worse, I see two possible alternatives. People may, if God's people raise up and really present the answers, we could see revival come. The other alternative would be that as the things get worse and worse, there's going to be demagogues who'll stand up and say, give me the rest of your liberties and I'll solve all your problems. Now, they won't say it exactly quite that plainly, but that's really what the message is.
In other words, if you vote for me and you're going to get changed, but I'm not going to tell you what sort of change there's going to be.
Well, as I heard somebody say the other day, all these people are saying, I'm going to give you change, and the only change we'll get is a little bit of change left in our pockets when we finish paying for all their programs.
I know. And of course, the thing is that, unfortunately, we don't have a choice. People have to understand that they run candidates on both the Republican and the Democrat Party tickets, and no better example of it than what's going on today. Where's Barack Obama getting a couple $100 million to pursue his campaign at this point? Where's John McCain? I mean, who is donating to John McCain? Has anybody in the audience donated to John McCain? He's not the candidate of the American people. He's the candidate of the people who are also running Barack Obama. But we've got to give the American people the idea that they can go to the polls every 4 years and throw the scoundrels out, even if, of course, that is only an illusion.
Well, I've come to the place, too, that as I look at this situation and I've come to conclude that, of course, nobody can end up president unless God raises up a person. Now, sometimes God has raised up rulers to be a blessing to people, and sometimes it's to be a judgment upon them. And then I go a step from that and think, well, you know, I need to pray for these two people that God might reach them and everybody else that's running for office. And he could do something. Save me so he can save anybody.
Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if he could touch the hearts of one of those men and really bring them into a personal relationship with him? But so often politicians will, you know, profess their belief in God. I mean, Hillary Clinton, what the height of hypocrisy, she starts talking about her deeply held religious beliefs. And of course, Hillary, I will not get into the fact that I have a friend who, I was going to write an article on the witchcraft of the in the White House when Hillary was there, and of course the actual occult involvement of what was going on. But she was told that she and her family would be killed if she did that, if she wrote about the witchcraft going on. And yet here's Hillary Clinton today talking about, of course, her tremendous religious belief. And so many of the politicians profess to have a religious belief. And then, as David Coe pointed out, he was in charge of the religious relationships under the Bush administration. When the ministers were not there, how they would be laughed and ridiculed at. So, you know, but I believe we should pray for them just the same. I think that we should pray for our enemies because, of course, well, who knows? Maybe it's just going to make them feel bad, or maybe, as you say, maybe God will touch their lives. All we can do, of course, is use prayer, which certainly is one of our greatest weapons. In fact, it may be our only weapon for what lies ahead.
That's right. I've heard the story about the little old lady was out on a cruise ship and a storm came up, and she kept running up to the captain and saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And finally he said to ma'am, just go back and sit down over there and pray. And she said, pray? You mean it's that bad?
I think that's very good. But I think that, of course, maybe this is our weapon that we're really not considering as much as we should.
Right.
Well, anyway, of course, we're in for exciting times financially. I really believe that we're on the verge of a financial collapse, and no matter what the government does, they're not going to be able to avert it. I believe we're going to go into recession. We're already really in a recession, even though they're denying it. We're in a recession, and the next step is a depression and a deflation, and really, of course, either that or runaway hyperinflation with the destruction of everything. We don't know which way it's going at the present time. What are your thoughts? What do you think people should be doing at the present time, John? Because you've been at this for a long, long time.
Well, I'd say, first of all, that people need to get out of debt and get rid of their credit cards and start operating like we're all supposed to operate, just day to day. And I think that look for... In other words, have your financial house in order. And for a lot of people, that requires a whole lot of steps. And realize that people get to our age, and we think that we'll have things taken care of, but we need to be careful about all the get-rich-quick schemes that come along. I get this stuff in the mail all the time that'll solve all my financial problems. And people become susceptible to that sort of thing. And there's no free ride, no free lunch.
No, I think this is the time, if there ever is a time, to be very, very conservative and to just try to be able to survive. It's sort of like the old idea of batting down the hatches when the storm is coming. I think the storm is upon us, and of course, we're going to have to make the ordinary preparations. We have to get our out of debt, get our financial house in order. Again, certainly food and water and the other things we would need, medical supplies. But then, of course, I remember that this is the Lord's battle, and maybe we're going to have to be increasingly reliant upon Him. In fact, it may only be when terrible times come that we will become reliant upon Him.
I think we need to have provision.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Replace our military with civilian some sort of corps, and it looks like he's going to set up an overall military, a citizens military to enforce his plans. This man, the things that he's talking about, people really, we're facing very, very, very real problems.
Amen. No question at all. I think I mentioned you off the air. I've been subscribing to Political Affairs, the theoretical journal of the Communist Party, for probably 45 years.
Right.
And, of course, recently there was a caricature of Obama on the front of Political Affairs. And, of course, the caption was, "We're winning. We're winning." Of course, meaning Obama was their man. Now, I'm not saying he's a communist, but certainly they feel very, very comfortable with Obama as the president of the United States. Of course, we only have to ask who's funding the communist movement here in the United States. And as we know, it's been funded in the past through the Ford Foundation, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers. And of course, they fund both the right and the left. You always want a controlled opposition. But I'm very, very concerned about some of the relationships that Obama's had in the past and some of the people he's had as advisors. A parting thought before we let you go, John?
Well, we've cheered everyone up in such a way that I'll close with Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
And, of course, I think that it's wonderful to have the promise from the Scriptures that God will intervene in the affairs of men if we ask him to. Anyway, thank you very much, John. It's always a pleasure to have you, and look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future.
It's a privilege. Thanks.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our program with John Stormer. He's an old friend and a man I have the utmost of confidence in. If I run into a situation I'm not quite certain what to think, I'll very often call John and say, John, what do you think? And I'll tell you, his suggestions have always been very much to the point. We do carry John's book, None Dare Call It Treason. We still have it. None Dare Call It Treason, 25 years later, is out of print. But we have his book, which we recommend very strongly, Betrayed by the Bench. That's Betrayed by the Bench. And one of these days, maybe we could put together some of the interviews we've done with John Stormer so that we could offer those to you. John is certainly, in my estimation, one of the most reliable and consistent and dedicated men I've ever met within the Christian conservative movement, and I'm proud to call him a friend. So we hope you enjoyed our program with him. Of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the other material available from Radio Liberty. If you're concerned about what's happening and lies ahead, you need to get the DVD we offer about sheltering in place. What would happen if there was some sort of a chemical or biological or nuclear attack on America? What would you do? Would you get in your car and start driving, and where would you go? No, you're really far better off to be able to shelter in place and to know what to do. And that's what this DVD is all about. Sheltering in Place tells you how to secure your home if there's a chemical or biological and neurological attack. Because believe me, the majority of us are going to survive whatever lies ahead. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense, interviews with people who've done a great deal of work on this. We have a book entitled Nuclear War Survival Skills. Was actually a government publication back in the days when they were interested in saving the lives of the American people in case of a nuclear attack. But you must understand that they've made preparations for the elite to save them, but they've made no preparations for the common people. And if we do have an attack, you can be sure the elite will be well cared for, but you're going to have to look after yourself and your family. Nuclear War Survival Skills, that tells you how to build a nuclear meter if you want to, and we even have a little kit that you can do that with, and tells you the directions are all in that book. And then you can, I think, for $8 or $9 or something, get the material that you need to build that meter. They do work. And of course we have the book Making the Best of Basics. All of these things are important, and then of course you need to understand what's happening financially. And if you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami and gotten the syllabus that goes with that, we've recommended it. It gives you the whole background of what's going on financially. And of course, we do have books. We have little pamphlets on the history of money. These are inexpensive, $3.95, I think, for the pamphlet, and plus shipping. We have another one called The Financial Meltdown that brings you up to date. We have a four-tape set called The Financial Armageddon, because we are moving, I believe, into a financial Armageddon, and we're hoping that people out there in the listening audience will begin making the preparations to look after themselves and their families. And all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because our nation, our families, our future, our freedom are really under attack today, and they're not under attack from Osama bin Laden or the Al-Qaeda terrorists. This is all a myth. This has been financed from its inception by the Central Intelligence Agency. And if you doubt that, we have a wonderful book called The Devil, Dealing with the Devil, I believe it is. It's not quite the right, but anyway, The Devil's Game is the title of the book. You need to get it. You need to get our three pamphlets set on Foreknowledge 911. And, of course, here's the United States Agency for International Development putting out $51 or $53 million to print up textbooks in Arabic, pushing the Islamic faith, and then, of course, giving that to the schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan to indoctrinate the the youth in this radical form of Islam. And of course, that was from those schools came the Taliban, and now we're busily killing them over in Afghanistan. Why would you actually encourage this radical form of Islam when it's been laid dormant for so many years? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore.